There you go, Fort Taft, same old song. 8 o'clock, local news, Tampa sits, WRJN. A list of the dumbest myths people still believe in. Like black belts have to register their fists as weapons, they do not. Shaving makes your hair grow back thicker, it does not. And we eat spiders in our sleep all the time. They say we don't. I hope that's only a myth. I hate to think there's creepy crawlies running into my mouth when I'm sleeping at night. It's 8 o'clock.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. CBS News has just confirmed an entire government department, the Education Department, may be closing down. And President Trump could issue the order as early as today. Correspondent Ed O'Keefe has the details.
The White House is preparing some kind of an executive order for him that would begin the process of winding down the Education Department. His new Education Secretary, Linda McMahon, recently talked about this during her confirmation hearing, acknowledging that ultimately it's Congress that's going to have to step in and actually shutter the department, but that would take at least 60 votes in the Senate.
Ed says getting those votes is unlikely. The idea of getting rid of the Education Department's been a Republican rallying cry dating back to the Reagan administration. CBS News has obtained a memo showing the Department of Veterans Affairs is planning to slash more than 70,000 workers. VA Secretary Doug Collins insists it'll help service members in the long run.
The money we're saving by eliminating non-mission critical and duplicative contracts is money we're going to redirect to veteran-facing health care, benefits, and services, resulting in massive improvements in customer service and convenience.
Fallout from President Trump's 25% tariffs on Mexico and Canada. Rahim Malou and his family own a steel company outside Toronto.
We started experiencing outright cancellations from our American distributors. I think it came as a shock to everyone.
Conquest Steel employs about a dozen people. Mr. Trump is giving U.S. car makers a one-month reprieve, hoping to convince them to shift all production to the U.S. The Justice Department is looking into allegations of anti-Semitism at the University of California. CBS's Wendy Gillette.
The protests erupted at UCLA after Israel retaliated against Hamas for the October 7th attacks in 2023. The Justice Department launched its investigation under the Civil Rights Act. A statement says the department will determine if the University of California engaged in a pattern of discrimination by allowing a, quote, anti-Semitic hostile work environment to exist on its campuses.
A late winter storm has brought blizzard conditions to the Midwest. CBS meteorologist Rob Marciano is in Minneapolis, where they've declared a snow emergency.
The governor bringing in the National Guard to help out. I mean, this was a ferocious storm. It had everything, had that severe weather, had the wind, obviously had the snowfall. This storm brought this area their biggest snowfall of the season.
Passengers on a Jetstar Airways plane in Australia leapt into action when a 17-year-old pushed through a hole in a security fence, got onto the tarmac and aboard a flight with a shotgun. Victoria police say passengers held them down till officers arrived. This is CBS News.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Get the savings you want on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/choice55 and start saving today.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. The Racine County Eye has the latest on the investigation into the homicide in Caledonia Tuesday night. They've learned that the 15-year-old suspect is a Case High School student. The teen surrendered to police at a home on East White Manor Court, where officers found the victim's body with stab wounds. A former Kenosha County school aide facing 12 felony child sex crime charges will undergo a competency examination. The attorney for Anna Marie Crocker raised concerns about her mental state during a court appearance. A competency hearing is scheduled for April 4th. And Racine County has withdrawn its support for a proposed ICE center. The decision scraps previous plans for land donation and financial contributions. Organizers of the ice rink project say they remain hopeful for future opportunities. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
the Bucks dominate Dallas. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks beat the shorthanded Dallas Mavericks in Milwaukee by 30 points, 137 to 107. Damian Lillard with 34 points, Giannis with 32, now with a total 20,000 career points. Men's college basketball, the Marquette Golden Eagles battled but lost at UConn 72-66. Next, they host number 6th-ranked St. John's on Saturday. Head coach Shaka Smart after the game.
I told the guys we don't have a lot of time to, you know, mope around and feel sorry for ourselves because we got another game on Saturday early. You know, I have a hard time flushing losses, but I have to lead the way for our team and set the example for that because Saturday's senior day.
The Badgers with a win at Minnesota 74-67. Wisconsin guard Jack Janecki hustled but got banged in the mouth. Did he lose a tooth?
He looks like a hockey player right now, but it'll be fine. It's just a little chip.
That's Badgers head coach Greg Gard with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be mostly sunny and not as windy today. We'll get to 41 this afternoon. The wind northwest at 10 to 20 in the morning, down to 5 to 10 by later this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy, 28. Tomorrow, light snow showers with a high right around 35. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
I'm a married man with a kid, but I'll tell you this right now. We do argue all the time. If I've learned anything in 5 years of being married is we're always working on me. You know? Evidently, my wife is this completed work under museum glass that is to be admired and studied. Like, how did she do that? And I'm like one of these guys, you know those buildings that just has scaffolding around it for like 6 straight years? And you're like, are they ever going to finish that thing? Is that some sort of insurance shop? Just tear it down and start over again. Yeah. I have a temper. And then my wife always says the same thing. She's always just like, I just don't understand. Where did that come from? Where is that coming from? It's, you just go from 0 to 100 in 2 seconds. It's like, first of all, I idle at 75 miles an hour. All right? So don't give me this 0 to 100. I walked into this restaurant 75. I could hear that guy talking too loud on his cell phone from the parking lot.
Someone who needs me, someone I've needed so long. For once unafraid, I can go where life leads me. Somehow I know I'll be strong. For once I can touch what my heart used to dream of long before I do. Oh, someone warm like you would make. Hurt me, not like it's hurt me before. For once I have something I know won't desert me. I'm not alone anymore. For once I can say, this is mine, you can't take it. Long as I know I have love, I can make it. For once in my life, I have someone who needs me. We'll be right back.
That's Stevie for Once in My Life. It's 810 local news. Timeless hits at WRJN. Okay. Ever late on a car payment? Well, get ready for this. According to a new patent filing, future Ford vehicles will repossess themselves and then drive away all by themselves if you miss a payment. How does that work? All of a sudden, in the middle of the night at midnight, the car just starts up and drives back to Ford? Whoa, that's kind of scary, huh? 810, local news, timeless hits.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again. Because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping. And the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. In restless dreams I walked alone. Streets of cobblestone, neath the halo of a street lamp, I turned my collar to the cold and damp. When my eyes were stared by the flash of a neon light that split the night and touched the sound of silence. And in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more. People talking without speaking, people hearing without listening, people writing songs that voices never share. No one did disturb the sound of silence. Fool said I, you do not know. Silence like a cancer grows. Hear my words that I might teach you. Take my arms that I might reach you. But my words like silent raindrops fell. The will of silence, and the people bowed and prayed to the neon god they made, and the sign flashed out its warning in the words that it was forming, and the sign said the words of the prophets are written on the subway walls, the tenement halls, whispered the sounds of silence.
From Radio Park to Reef Point Marina, local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
Out to get me. That's the way it seemed. Disappointment haunted all my dreams. Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. What's the use in trying? All you get is pain. When I needed sunshine, I got rain. Oh, then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace. A doubt in my mind. I'm in love.
saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried.
Solid Believer, 816, local news, Tamla's Hits at WRJN. Sunshine today with a high near 40, increasing clouds, lows 30 tonight. Cloudy, highs near 36 tomorrow, sunny on Saturday, 40 the high, 48 the high with sunshine on Sunday. Right now it's sunny, it's 27 degrees right here at Radio Park. Fox News once posted a list of the weirdest laws in all 50 states. Some are old laws don't apply anymore, the rest are rarely enforced, but here are a few of the strangest ones that apparently are still on the books, like in California. You cannot eat frogs that died in a frog jumping competition. Indiana, no catching fish with your bare hands, and you can't catch them with dynamite either. How do you eat a fish when you blow it up with dynamite? Kentucky, reptiles can't be used in religious services. Massachusetts, if you're going to sing the national anthem in public, you have to sing the whole thing. No stopping halfway through or it's a $100 fine. Pennsylvania, no explosives at weddings. Can't fire off guns either. Oof. Washington, shoe stores cannot use x-ray machines to find a shoe that fits. Don't laugh. They used to do it. Used to go in, they used to put an x-ray on your feet to find out the right shoe size. And finally, in Wyoming, you must have works of art for display on newly constructed public buildings. That's the law. Some of these, they don't enforce them anymore. At least I don't think they do. But they're still on the books.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you're heading to the theater this weekend while the snow melts, here are some moving pictures you might enjoy, especially if you're into sci-fi. Opening in wide release is Mickey 17. It's being called a sci-fi comedy, drama, mystery, thriller. It covers a lot of bases. I think the only genre they're missing is adult film. The movie stars Robert Pattinson, who plays an expendable on a dangerous mission to colonize a planet covered with ice. The film is getting mad love from critics with an 87% and certified fresh rating on Rotten Tomatoes. Another new sci-fi film that its theaters, In the Lost Lands, stars Mila Jovovich and David Bautista. The film is about a queen who sends a sorceress into forbidden lands to find magical powers, kind of a necessity in the sorcery game. It's a nice cast and sounds fun, but is batting about a 50% with just a handful of reviews in. If science fiction isn't your thing, there are still lots of leftovers in the theaters from the last couple weeks, and most Oscar films are available to stream. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Celebrate your special day with a custom cake from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Whether it's an elegant tiered wedding cake or a playful personalized birthday treat, each creation is made to order, baked with love, and crafted from the freshest, finest ingredients. Let Main Street Bakery bring a touch of sweetness to your celebration. Call 262-770-4111 today. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Ah, spring is here. Get outside, breathe in the fresh air, and regain your freedom. EZ Mobility Solutions offers Golden or Pride Power scooters or power chairs, so you're never left watching the world from the sidelines. Live life on your terms. As Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider, EZ Mobility Solutions makes it easy with flexible care credit options and top-notch service. Start moving freely again and visit the showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine. EZ Mobility.
Celebrate the women who have helped shape the world as we honor Women's History Month with powerful stories of Wisconsin's own. We recognize the leadership of Trisha Zunker. This history maker from the Wausau area is the first Native American woman to run for Congress. Zunker is a member of the Ho-Chunk Nation and has served as a justice on its Supreme Court, leading the fight for health care and the rights of Indigenous communities. She's also a teacher and former president of the Wausau School Board. She believes in standing up for students and teachers, promoting inclusivity and equity in education. Zunker's campaign for Congress and advocacy for our community inspires women of every background. She is a reminder for all people to pursue leadership roles to make your voices heard. We recognize the powerful women from the past and those who are still writing their own history today. I'm Maggie Dawn.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
WRJN's renewed commitment to Racine not only includes local news and timeless hits, but the people of WRJN who work every day to make a positive difference in our community. Don Rosen features folks who do exactly that, weekday mornings between 6 and 9, from local history, entertainment, and politics. Don keeps you in touch with the people who shape our city. WRJN.
History. Don't know much biology. Don't know much about a science book. Don't know much about the French I took. But I do know that I love you. And I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be. Don't know much about geography. Don't know much trigonometry. Don't know much about algebra. Don't know what a slide rule is for. But I do know one and one is two. And if this one could be with you, what a wonderful world this would be. Now, I don't claim to be an A student, but I'm trying to be. For maybe by being an A student, baby, I can win your love for me. Don't know much about history. Don't know much biology. Don't know much about a science book. Don't know much about the French I took. But I do know that I love you. And I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be. La ta 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 ta. History. Biology. Well, la ta 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 ta. Science book. French I took. Yeah. But I do know that I love you. And I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be.
Local news, timeless hits with Sam Cooke, Wonderful World. It's 8:23 at WRJN. We talked about myths before that really aren't true. We had just three of them. There were a lot of them out there. April from Eagle wrote, remember this myth? Step on a crack, you break your mother's back. Then there was the sequel, the comeback line. After you'd say, step on a crack, you break your mother's back, somebody would say, step on a line, you break her behind. So remember that? I don't think they're true, are they? I don't think so. When I used to step on a crack, I'd never check with my mother. How's your back doing? It's 8:24 local news, timeless hits. We've got the Bee Gees now. I started a joke.
I started a joke, which started the whole world crying. But I didn't see that the joke was on me. Oh no, I started to cry, which started the whole world laughing. Oh, if I'd only seen that the joke was on me. From things that I've said,
till I finally died, which started the whole world living. Oh, if I'd only seen that the joke was on me.
Hits at your home for Racine Raiders football. It all begins May 3rd here on WRJN. The Racine Raiders are back on WRJN, where it's exactly 8:30 on the noggin. Let's check news, see what's going on. Once again, here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The Racine County Eye has the latest on the investigation into the homicide in Caledonia Tuesday night. The Eye has learned that the 15-year-old suspect is a Case High School student. He was arrested Tuesday night in Caledonia for allegedly killing his mother. The teen reportedly surrendered to police as he was leaving the family home on East White Manor Court. That's where officers discovered the woman's body with stab wounds. In a statement to the Racine County Eye, Racine Unified says they've activated its crisis team and they're providing support resources to staff and students. You can read more about the latest at RacineCountyEye.com. The competency of Anna Marie Crocker has been called into question. She's the former Kenosha County school aide facing 12 felony child sex crime charges. During a court appearance yesterday, her attorney raised concerns about her mental state. That prompted the judge to order a competency examination. Crocker charged in both Kenosha and Racine counties with offenses including first-degree sexual assault of a child will return to court for a competency hearing April 4th. Plans for a new ICE center in Racine County have been put on ice. According to a statement put out by would-be organizers, the county government has pulled back its support for the project. Officials with the Racine County ICE Center nonprofit says the county's decision ices a previous plan that included land donation and financial contributions. RCIC officials say they remain optimistic about future possibilities for bringing an ICE Center to the area. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
It is going to be mostly sunny and not as windy today. We'll get to 41 this afternoon. The wind northwest at 10 to 20 in the morning, down to 5 to 10 by later this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy, 28. Tomorrow, light snow showers with a high right around 35. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
But we all want to be good looking, right? We all want to be chased on the playground, right? Some people go so far as to get plastic surgery. They're like, I don't want to sound desperate, but can you take a knife to my face? And make me pretty, just keep cutting! It's kind of amazing more of us don't get plastic surgery. Because we live in a beauty-obsessed society, right? There are studies. There was a Harvard study that found that children believe good-looking people are nicer. That study also found that children are stupid. We definitely give good-looking people the benefit of the doubt. Like, if a really attractive person's quiet, we think they're mysterious. But if a fat person's quiet, we assume they're thinking about food. And we are, but there's still a mystery. You don't know what kind of food. All right, it's cake. It's always cake. But you don't know what kind. All right, it's red velvet.
Because your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. Your mama don't.
There you go. Loggins, Mussini, Mama Don't Dance. 836, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Sunny today, sunny all weekend, too, as a matter of fact. Cloudy tomorrow, though. Right now, it is sunshiny and 27 degrees here at Radio Park. With soaring egg prices, chicken rentals could become a thing. One service provides hens, feed, and support, allowing customers to collect fresh eggs at home. For about $600 for a six-month rental, customers can expect around a dozen eggs per week from two hens. Now, I might have to check the math on this, but isn't it far more expensive to get the chickens and do it yourself than to just buy the eggs? $600 for 6 months. Do the math on that. That's $100 a month just to get the chickens. Do you spend that on eggs? I don't know. I could be wrong on the math on this one, but sounds pretty expensive to me. 99.9 FM in Racine, 98.1 FM in Kenosha, and the legendary AM frequency 1400 everywhere.
You keep saying you got something for me. Something you call love, but confess. You've been a messin' where you shouldn't have been a messin'. And now someone else is getting all your best. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days, these boots are gonna walk all over you. Yeah. You keep lying when you ought to be truthing, and you keep losing. You keep saying when you ought to be a-changing. Now what's right is right, but you ain't been right yet. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. Gonna walk all over you. Are you ready, Boots? Start walking.
I don't really wanna do the work today. I don't really wanna do the work today. I don't really wanna do the work today. I don't wanna do the work today.
What? What's this?
Uh-oh, I don't really wanna do the work today. I don't really wanna do the work today. I don't really wanna do the work today. I don't wanna do the work today.
You and a dog named Blue. How I love being a free man.
Local News, Tamla Sitz, WRJN. Here's an odd but true. You ready for this one? The Vikings. Now, we're talking about the Vikings from Norway or Scandinavia believed that in heaven there was a giant goat whose udders provided an unlimited supply of beer. That's a strange one. Here's Shocking Blue.
Godness on a mountain top. It's burning like a silver flame. The summit of beauty and love. And Venus was her name. She's got
Venus, Local News, Timeless Hits, WRJN, where today we're looking for a sunny day with a high near 40, increasing cloudy this tonight, lows 30, cloudy highs near 36 tomorrow, sunny Saturday and Sunday, highs 40 Saturday, 48 on Sunday. That's looking good. Right now it's sunny at 27 degrees right here at Radio Park. So this woman in Australia ignored a bunch of calls because she thought it was a scammer. And after several days, she finally picked up. It was the lottery people calling to let her know she won $70,000. She had purchased a ticket for a drawing the week before, but forgot to check the numbers, and they tracked her down. I didn't know they tracked you down. How do they know she bought the ticket? Unless in Australia, they put their names on it. Now, something close to that happened to me. I was getting all these notifications from a company, which I had nothing to do with. They wanted me to call them. They said they had money for me. And you ignore those things. Scam, scam, scam. And this went on for months. And finally, I get a call. It's the people at Gannett, the people who own USA Today newspaper, TV and radio stations all over the place. They said, we owe you money. And I said, I never worked for you. Did you work for a company we purchased? And I said, well, here's where I used to work. She goes, we bought that company. And I knew they bought them. I said, well, you have a pension coming to you. And I said, really? They said, we owe you money. For 20 years, we will owe you money. And I said, great, started coming. They sent me a form, filled it out. I've been getting money every month. I get it for 20 years. See, not everything is a scam. Sometimes you hit the jackpot, huh?
Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, and hot sandwiches. Ferraro's in Racine has your lunch and dinner cravings covered. March's Pizza of the Month is Pure Irish Luck, introducing the Corned Beef Pizza. Baked to perfection with a golden olive oil base, it's loaded with tender corned beef, tangy sauerkraut, hearty white potatoes, and melty Swiss cheese. Only available for a limited time, so grab one before it's gone. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Fountain Hills Apartments presents Mary's Unique Boutique Spring Shopping Spree. Thursday, March 20th, noon till 4. Shop for spring or Easter. Be one of the first 10 non-resident shoppers and get a $25 pick and save gift card. Take a tour of the newly renovated 1 and 2 bedroom apartments and be entered in a drawing for a $100 pick and save gift card. Sign a 15-month lease and get 1 month free rent. Fountain Hills Apartments, 1100 Fountain Hills Drive, Mount Pleasant.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great-tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
That I see walking in these woods. Why, it's Little Red Riding Hood.
Hey there, Little Red Riding Hood. You sure are looking good. You're everything a big bad wolf could want.
Listen to me,
Little Red Riding Hood. I don't think little big girls should go walking in these spooky old woods alone.
It's WRJ at your home for the Racine Raiders beginning May 3rd.
Kind of hush all over the world. Tonight, all over the world, you can hear the sounds of lovers in love. You know what I mean? Just the two of us and nobody else. In sight, there's nobody else, and I'm feeling holding you tight. So listen very carefully.
You've given me a true love, and every day I thank you, love, for feeling that so new, so inviting, so exciting. Whenever you're near, I hear a symphony, a tender melody, pulling me closer, closer to your heart. Then suddenly,
Supremes, I hear a symphony, WRJN, local news, timeless hits. How about this? When is it ready for a vacation? Here are the top five ways we know of that it's time for a vacation. You're stressed out. You're sick of work. Your significant other is stressed out. You've got a little extra money saved up, and your kids want a vacation. Or you start singing Little Red Riding Hood by Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs, and you can't get it out of your head. It's time for a vacation. All right, 8:57, WRJ. I'm looking for sunshine today with a high near 40. Coming up next, it's Dan Marcus with the Wax Museum. Kurt Vollman at 2 o'clock, 6 o'clock. Yeah, 6 o'clock, we got Chris Morrow in here. I'm Don Rosen. I'll catch you tomorrow, 6 a.m. All right, I got the tremolos. Here comes my baby.
It's the midnight moonlight out. He's walking along that lonely mile. And every time I do, I keep seeing this picture of you. Here comes my baby. She comes now, and that it comes as no surprise to me. With another guy, well, here comes my baby. Here she comes now, walking with a love that's so, so fine. Never to be mine, no matter how I try. You never walk alone, and you're forever talking on the phone.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. CBS News confirms President Trump could issue an executive order as early as today to start the process of shutting down the Education Department. Correspondent Ed O'Keefe says it would need congressional approval.
That would take at least 60 votes in the Senate, and there likely would be legal challenges as well to the president's attempt to do this. We should point out, though, Republicans have been talking about ending the Education Department since the Ronald Reagan years, so not necessarily something new, but will be notable if the president actually takes steps to do it.
Mr. Trump's given the nation's three big car makers a one-month reprieve on 25% tariffs in hopes of convincing Ford, GM, and Stellantis